Hey there, sport.
This is Chris Johnson. And if you are a regular listener of the podcast, you know that I hate my father. I haven't talked to my dad since 2009, and it's been a nice fucking run. I'm telling you right now, I'm enjoying it. I always thought he sucked, and I fucking hated my childhood with him. And then I just got to an age, and I was like, dude, you're an adult. You can tell him to fuck off and not talk to him anymore. And I did that, and it's been the best decision that I've ever made. I cannot tell you how happy I am to not have to speak with my dad again. It's sensational. I love it. I would do it over and over and over again. Now you might be wondering, why do you hate your dad so much? Number one, he was a Little League dad. That refers to a father or a parent who goes to his child's Little League town sporting events and fucking gets in arguments with other parents and yells like a psychotic. I grew up with that. He fucking argued with other coaches and parents when I'm sitting there as a fucking 13-year-old and just wanting to go fucking ostrich and bury my head in the fucking sand. Like, holy shit, would you shut the fuck up? He used to have arguments with me, like at the dinner table, because I wouldn't argue with my coaches for more playing time on the baseball team. He'd be like, you should say something to your coach. Get yourself in there more. And I'd be like, dude, no, I'm not fucking doing that. If coach wants to play me, coach can play me. I ain't saying shit. I'm not doing it. And then he'd be like, well, I'm going to fucking make a phone call. And I'm like, no, you're not. You are not going to make a fucking phone call. Shut your fucking mouth. So problem number one, Little League dad. Problem number two, you always had to walk on eggshells around that fucking guy. Oh, dad's home. What's he going to do today when he walks to the door? Is he going to say hello and smile? Is he going to be a piece of shit to you? That was always awesome growing up. Or how about this? You can't disagree with a guy about anything. You can't fucking disagree with him. If you disagree with him, you might as well. He acts like if you fucking have a difference of opinion that you just walked up and spit in his fucking face. And we're talking innocuous things here. If you disagreed with him about sports, which he fucking knows jack shit about, and there's nothing wrong with not knowing anything about sports. There's nothing inherently bad about that. But if you're going to argue with your son about it to the point where you get mad at him and stop talking to him for a day or two because of the disagreement, maybe there's a fucking problem, no? You know, am I fucking crazy here? Another reason I hate him is he's dumb as a fucking pile of hammers. He once asked my mom if Kentucky was in Kansas. I will let that sink in. When George Bush was running for president, George W. Bush, he didn't know it was a different guy from the other Bush. And politically, he's one of those fucking assholes that picks a party and just votes for every member of that fucking party. He doesn't know fucking shit about shit. He kicked me out of the house once. 24 years old, just graduated college, got kicked out of my fucking house because I disagreed with him on whether or not Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger should have been wearing a helmet when he got in a motorcycle accident. I'll let that sink in as well. I got kicked out of my house over that. One thing that my dad used to do during arguments, and he did this my entire fucking life, is he would get up in your face like you were about to have a street fight or you were in the fucking UFC having a fucking stare down. Like he would fucking rise up, puff his fucking chest out like he was a big fucking tough guy, and he would go like stare at you in the face like fucking nose to nose and breathe on you. Now, let me tell you something. As a fucking 13-year-old, that's pretty fucking terrifying shit. Like, holy fuck, is this big fat walrus gonna fucking haul off and slug me in the fucking face? It's scary shit when you're growing up. Well, he tried to pull that shit the time he kicked me out of the house during the Roethlisberger fight. I sat there and I thought to myself, like, wait a second. You're 24 years old. This fucking crazy old kook is getting in your face. Fuck him. Fucking stand up to him. Hey, Roethlisberger should be allowed to do whatever he wants, says Dad. And I say, no, it's pretty stupid. He's under contract. He should have to do what the team says. Ah, fucking throws the chair back, fucking stomps, fucking nose to nose. And I said to him, what the fuck are you going to do? You're going to take a fucking shot at me, asshole? Take a fucking shot, then. Take a fucking swing, you piece of shit. Whole fucking family's there. And it was pretty fucking amazing. One day, at a fucking family Thanksgiving, my one aunt says, I love the movie Finding Nemo. And I loved Ellen DeGeneres in that. Man, she was so funny. I'm racking my brain right now to try to think of a more innocuous comment than I loved Ellen DeGeneres in Finding Nemo. I can't do it. My fucking dad just starts shouting like, I don't like Ellen DeGeneres. She's a lesbian. I don't agree with that. Like, what the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind? My aunt's daughters are there, you dumb asshole. They're fucking kids. Shut your fucking mouth. What is this, 1950? Ellen DeGeneres can't work because she's fucking gay? Oh my God, she's a lesbian. Who fucking cares? It's fucking 2017, you fucking caveman. Or whatever fucking year it was at the time. But even so, it was after fucking 2000 when that happened. It was fucking old enough. It was fucking long enough that shit shouldn't have gone down. What a dick. What a fucking dick. God, I hate my dad. Look, if you ever want to go out with a guy that might fucking scream at you and make a scene, let me know. I can hook you up with a guy. I know him. I don't know his phone number, but if you want, I can have Grandma get in touch with him. Just let me know what Johnson hates you. Keep following the podcast. New episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. You can follow on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Fuck, I think I just said iTunes twice. That's fine. Go there twice. Do it twice.